Today is December 21st, 2009, and I am Robert Lee Camp, and you are listening to the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. Huh, no music. Let's try this and see. Technology, what do you know? So, how's everybody doing? We're coming down to the last home stretch for all your Christmas shopping. Are you complete with your shopping yet? Have you had a chance to go out to the movies lately? Talk about Avatar in a minute here. I saw it on Friday. I'm a dedicated science fiction fan. I don't even miss the bad science fiction movies. I make sure I see them all. That's how dedicated I am. It's just, even the bad ones, I like them. What can I say? Because they're about the future. And our topic tonight's about the future. What about that? So, but you know, my wife and I, we talk about movies, and just a couple weeks ago we're talking and saying, you know, there hasn't been a really good movie in a really long time. I mean, there's all kinds of movies, and a lot of them are total crap. I mean, there's just no entertainment value. They're vulgar, a lot of films today. They just, like, capitalize on seeing how gross they can be, how weird, and how gory. It's just the quality of entertainment has just been so poor. And I was like, I can't remember the last time. What movie I saw last, it really was really good, you know. So, you know, there was a lot of hype around the Avatar movie, and which, you know, everybody has say about it. Even people that had seen it before me on the internet talked about it, and I said, well, I'm just going to go see it for myself. James Cameron happens to be a Ten of Clubs, Leo, same birthday as Madonna. So this is an obsessive person, but that Ten of Clubs is such a powerful mind. You know that he put his energy into every single aspect of the movie. So I go see the movie, and I just loved it. I mean, this is like the best movie I've seen in years. I don't know. It reminds me of how I felt when I came out of seeing The Matrix the first time. Maybe not quite as powerful as The Matrix, but very, very similar for me. May not be the same for you, but for me it was. And I'm going to go see it at least two more times while it's in the theaters. There's so much visually going on. I know there's a lot I missed the first time around. One thing I will say about it is, you know, the critics have said, oh, you know, the plot isn't that good or something. I have no idea where these people are coming from. I have no idea. I think a lot of critics, they have to find something wrong with something, and that's a way of elevating themselves. On the other hand, they're afraid of being wrong. Like, they're afraid of saying something bad, because if everybody else agrees that it's really good and they said the opposite, then they lose something in the deal. But I absolutely loved it. I loved the plot. I loved how things developed. Yeah, there was a lot to it that you might say was predictable, because, you know, it's human nature being played out. It was very much like a story of, like, the Native American Indians being taken over by the Western civilization here in the United States. Very, very similar theme and so forth, with a different kind of ending. And this motion capture technology that they use for the actor's face is not, I don't know if you've ever seen any just straight 3D movies. I'm trying to think of the name of one that was pretty popular. But, you know, when you look at the faces of the characters, they look real, but they don't move real. They don't, the expressions aren't real. They haven't refined those. But with motion capture, after a while, I forgot I was looking at 3D creatures. It was, so real that I forgot I was in a make-believe land. The expressions on the faces. Yeah, Final Fantasy, thanks. Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of. Final Fantasy was a really great movie, but the characters' faces seem somewhat frozen. When you see this movie, and there's real emotion in the eyes and the faces, and you can get into it just like when you're watching a real actor, and the expressions on that go through all their face in different scenes in the movie. So I think I cried about four times in this movie. I don't know if it wasn't for sadness. It was more for just kind of like joy. I can't explain it, actually. It just really touched me. I think anybody who has a spiritual side will love this movie. It has a lot of spirituality in it. I think it has a lot for everybody. And it's just a gorgeous movie to look at, of course. Anyway, so today is December 21st, 2009. People born today are the Ten of Hearts. Now, they're on the cusp. They could be Sag. Most of them are Sag. There's a few of them that could be Capricorns, though. We have some very strange people born today, like Frank Zappa. Oh, but see, this is Ten of Hearts. So, Ten of Hearts people are weird. Michael Jackson was a Ten of Hearts. You look at the list of people that are Ten of Hearts on this list here, and you can see that some of them are really strange, really different. For example, Andy Dick is born today. Andy Dick. What a dick. Oh, excuse me. I didn't say that. Let's see. Who else is born today? Phil Donahue. Tennis player Chris Everett Lloyd, Jane Fonda, and Samuel Jackson. Ray Romano, another comedian. Kiefer Sutherland. Joseph Stalin was born today. Anyway, so, you can see there's interesting, there's a lot of creativity. The creativity comes from the Jack of Clubs first karma card. And this is also where the weirdness comes from in people that might be Ten of Hearts. Because the Jack of Clubs as a negative karma card means it's expressed in a very strange way. Dishonesty is very common with people who are Ten of Hearts, or some kind of really strange weirdness, which we see. So there you have it. There's more people born today, too. Let's see. Country singer Brad Warren of the Warren Brothers. Actress Judy Delphi. Rain Boyer of Carolina Rain, Natalie Grant, Christian singer, rock singer Lucas Rossi of Rockstar Supernova, and country singer Luke Strickland. These are the younger people. Interesting. So we have, tonight we have a contest as usual. For those of you who are waiting with bated breath, I have a good question for you. We have a discussion about the future, and we have your calls, which I'm looking forward to. I was noticing last week, after the show, I was reflecting, and I thought, I think some people just call in because they want to be on the stage here of the show. That may be true. It's like they don't seem to want to really listen, or maybe they don't even have a question, some people. They just want to get on the show and talk. Not everybody, but there's a few people like that. I'm going to be aware of that tonight, so be watching for that. Okay, here's the contest question. The rules, first of all, is whoever gets the question right, who calls in first, wins the prize. If nobody who calls in gets the answer, then the first person who emails me with the answer gets the prize. And the prize is a yearly report from our software, or a relationship report. You can have either one, a relationship or a yearly report. And it can be for you or for anybody you know. I'm going to email it to you, so you have to have email. Okay? That's the prize. Now, here's the question. The question is, why, the order of the Magi is the group responsible for the maintaining of this card science throughout history and preserving it during the Dark Ages. Because you would have been killed for doing this, a couple hundred years ago. They're called the Order of the Magi. And there's always a presiding Grand Master in the Order of the Magi. Most of them have been the Three of Diamonds birth card, which is interesting, which is considered one of the most difficult cards in the whole deck to be. So my question is, why have most of these Grand Masters of the Order of the Magi been Three of Diamonds? Why that card? Okay, that's the question. So whoever gets the answer, if nobody gets it by halftime here, I might give out a clue or something. But that's the question. All right. Also, today, by the way, is the summer, is the solstice, the winter solstice. This is the shortest day of the year and the official beginning of winter. Well, tell people that out on the East Coast, and they'll say, hey, where you been, man? We've had winter for a while now. There's been some terrific snow going on and stuff, but if you're wanting to know, today's when the day when days start getting longer. I noticed that it got dark outside at 4 o'clock here today. I thought, oh my goodness, because in the summertime it can be 9 o'clock, right? Of course, they take an hour for daylight savings, but still. So we're going to start seeing the days get longer, but it's going to remain cold. That's kind of how it goes, all right? Okay, the talk about tonight is the future. I've always been interested in the future, even as a child. I mean, I was so drawn into science fiction movies, and all I could think about was space travel. I remember I would take apart old televisions and radios that were thrown out, and I would use the tubes, those glass tubes that were in the, and I would use them, and they would be little spaceships, and I would play, you know, like I was in space, and these are my spacecraft and so forth. And I've always had an interest in the future. This is an Aquarian thing. It's also a geek thing. so I'm a geeky kind of Aquarian. Even though I'm not Aquarian, I have the ruling planet in my chart is in the house of Aquarius, and this is where I developed this interest. But then there's another thing about the future is that we're all concerned about and interested in the future, our own future. You know, this is another thing. Like, it's one thing to be into the future, like you just love science fiction and space travel and those kind of things. But it's another thing what we all have in common is that we're all thinking about our future, what's going to happen. And, you know, this system that we use, the Cards Your Destiny system, you know, it has something to say about your future, tells you influences. But let's just take a look at it for a moment. What is it that we're looking at when we're so interested in our future? What is it that we're looking for? It comes down to two things, really. One is that we're looking ahead to see if something bad's going to happen to us, right? Isn't that what everybody's looking? One thing you say, well, is anything bad going to happen to me? And the other thing is anything good going to happen to me? Basically, that's what we're looking into the future for. So the future contains for each of us two possibilities. The possibility of something really great happening, which will fulfill us and make us feel better, like a reward, okay? And the other possibility is that the future will bring something terrible, something scary. So all in the future doesn't really exist. It doesn't really exist because the only thing that really exists is right now, okay, right here and right now. But it does exist in our minds. And in our minds, we're both excited by the future, and we get, you know, excited about the possibility of something good that might happen tomorrow or the next day. And then at the same time, we're afraid that something bad will happen or we won't get what we want. Isn't that interesting? So even that excitement for what we want in the future, if you notice that, it feels good in a way, but it's not a state of rest. It's a state of kind of fearfulness. If you really hang out with excitement about the future, and you'll see that underneath that there's a sense of unrest. It's not a peaceful thing because it's anticipation. You know, you're waiting. You're having to wait. You want it now, and there's a distance between then and now, and that distance is called stress. Okay. And the last thing about the future that's really significant is, in this sense, is that the future for all of us contains our death. Everybody's future contains their death. So ultimately, for all of us, the future will kill us. It's going to kill you. Because no matter how optimistic you are about next week or next month, you know in the back of your mind that someday you're going to die. And that's the future where we're all headed. Everybody just being born, the moment we're born, we have already contracted to have a death in our future. And I've talked to a lot of people, and there's been several people I've met who say, you know, I'm going to not die, you know. And they're always like a Jack or Ten of Hearts or somebody like that. You know, I just listen to them, but, you know, okay, maybe not, but so far, no one's had that not happen. Everybody who's been born has passed away eventually. So, and it's just a matter of time. And for some of us, it's relatively soon. For some, it's maybe a long time away. We all live as though we're never going to die. I mean, that's how we live until we get really old. I think most of us live in this sort of world where we just don't even acknowledge that our death is imminent. Some spiritual teachers and some spiritual groups, they practice meditating in a cemetery or meditating in a morgue where there's dead bodies laying around. They do this just to get in touch with the reality, okay? Just get in touch with the reality that we are going to pass away and that life does end in death. Not life, but birth always results in death. So what we're looking for in our future is fulfillment. We're hoping for fulfillment, and we're also, it's like hopes and fears, just like the Neptune card. The future is like the Neptune card. It's hopes and fears, hoping for something and also afraid of something. At the same time, it's an unknown thing. But here's the thing, you know, we can all find the fulfillment that we seek right now if we just bother to spend some time here instead of in the projections that are being constantly projected by our thoughts. You know, just being with whatever is here and now has a profound transformational effect. I can't really tell you. Telling you can't have you experience it. You have to do it for yourself. But if you can just imagine that, you know, the future is really never going to fulfill you because it's never going to happen in the future. It's only going to happen now. So what's happening right now? Instead of waiting for something either good or bad, what's happening right now? What's going on right now? You know, that's the place that we always forget to go, and yet it has everything that we're looking for. I can say that to you, but you won't know that until you experience it directly. You're just going to have to try it and see for yourself. Okay? So that's our little discussion about the future. Now, we have breaks. On the breaks, I play a little music that I have created. I have some new songs tonight that I have never played. I played one new one last week. So we're going to have a new song, and they're about 4 minutes long. When we come back, we're going to take the calls. I think the lines are full. We have Richard, then Linda, then Lisa, then Cindy, all waiting, and we're going to go through those. Hold on, Seth's asking me something. Yeah, so first song we're going to listen to here is called Transitions. I just come up with these names because they seem appropriate when I feel the song. So I hope you like this. We'll be right back, and we'll be talking to Richard after this break. Thank you. Okay, that was called Transitions. I'm not sure if it was too loud enough, because my speakers on my headset aren't that loud. I think that was the real thing. Anyway, our first caller tonight is Richard from Mountain View, California. His birthday is January 28, 1965. Are you there, Richard?
Yes, I am.
Hey, I can hear you loud and clear.
Great. All right. First question is just I'd like to see, you know, I'd like to know what the outlook is for me 2010. You know, what's the new year going to bring?
Okay, so if you can give me some idea of like what's, I need a little bit of context about you, like what's important to you, for example.
Well, right now it's my primary focus is work. My business, I'm an entrepreneur, so I kind of like want to know, you know, what that. looks like.
Okay. Good. Okay, well, first of all, it's a significant year for you because you're 45 years old this coming year.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody has a blessed year at age 45. There's a Jupiter influence on age 45 that causes you to have wishes come true. Okay. And from what I can see, you've been having some pretty good fortune the last couple of years. Is that true?
Well, I wouldn't say good fortune. It's been
really
kind of tough, actually, because I've had, you know, I've had a lot of customers and people like that, obviously, because of the market being the way it is. You know, kind of.
What are you in real estate?
No.
Okay.
I'm in the. I'm in the design and financial world per se, but no, not in real estate.
Oh, okay. Well, I see that you have had good fortune. Now, it may not seem that way because maybe your measuring stick was different, but it's definitely been there.
Okay. All right.
And this year will be can be even better. I mean, if you've had everything works in context of what you really want as far as the cards go, okay? What's important to you? What do you really want? Like, for example, during a blessed year, wishes come true. But what is it that you're wishing for? Not that you would make this up in your mind, but what is already there that you really want, see?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the things that happen. But you have a Nine of Diamonds long range. And Nine of Diamonds long range, which I've had also, brings like the fulfillment of things that have been sought for a long time. Okay.
That sounds good.
And it's material things generally, you know, things that you just stuff or things, or it could be an acquisition of some material item, you know, a house or a car or more. It could be many things, actually. It's not restricted to one by any means.
Okay.
So this is going to be a year of fulfillment for you. And I would just be prepared for that more than anything else. And be willing to have good things come into your life. Be prepared for like anything new that might come up. Because during a blessed year, when opportunities present themselves, they're good opportunities. See, we can trust that these will lead to something even better for us. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Now, you are a Queen of Clubs. And Queen of Clubs have pretty, they don't have very good relationship karma. Okay, as a rule. And that is still there, okay? So in that department, there may be some challenges. But the overall theme of this year is good fortune. All right. Well, great having you on the show. Did you have an answer to our contest question?
Do I have an answer to it?
Yeah, did
no,
you
I
hear
don't.
The contest question?
Yeah, I heard it. Basically, but I don't have the answer.
Okay. That's okay. It's really for people that are pretty, you know, into the system, and so I don't expect everybody to get it or anything. But thanks for being on the show, Richard. It's great having you on the show.
Okay. All right.
Have a great night.
All right.
Bye-bye. Okay, our next caller is from Squaw Valley, and her birthday, she's a very rare card. The Queen of Spades, January 2nd, 1949, and her name is Linda. Are you there, Linda?
Yes, I am. Hello, Robert.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great. I think I am anyway. my birthday's coming up, so I originally called to ask what it looks like my finances will be this next year, but as I was sitting here, I see in Mercury, I've got a nine of hearts, and then the vertical card for that is my husband's card, the Jack of Clubs, so I thought I might ask you about that.
Well, what do you want to happen with your husband? Would you like to kill him?
No, well, sometimes, but I still want to keep him, too.
Oh, okay.
But we've been married, you know, 40-some years, and he is the typical Jack of Clubs, so all different ways, you know.
Yeah, well, Jack of Clubs, you know, they're marriageable, but they're fairly controlling, you know, of their partners. That's that's the big thing. They're all these rules you have to follow, very stubborn. But then you're pretty strong-willed yourself, being a Queen of Spades.
Yeah, he would probably
clubs.
Say I'm the control freak.
Well, you're moon to him, though. So
I know.
Overall, you're the boss. I mean, he's the boss.
Yeah,
so.
He's the boss. He'll be listening to this.
Well, you have a Four of Diamonds environment this year, so you have a protection around finances. It's not like you're going to get rich or anything, but there's definitely protection there. And there won't be any significant problems financially.
Does it look like it would be a good year to do something? Because I'm retired, and I don't really like that. I have to be doing something to make money.
Well, yeah, you should. I mean, your result card is a King of Clubs. So that's your ruling card. That result card could have you ending up as a teacher or having written something or, you know, like that. It's you moving into your King of Clubs role again. In life, okay?
Right.
And who's the King of Clubs? The King of Clubs is the master of some area of knowledge that people come to learn from, right?
Right.
Or to be guided by. So that's where you're headed as this year goes. And if you notice, you have a Ten of Clubs in Saturn with a King of Diamonds. You have a lot of clubs, so I would consider, if I were you, writing something.
Uh-huh, I do write a little.
That could lead to you being a teacher or... somehow having a following of people that you help. That would be my suggestion.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you're going to get divorced from your husband.
You don't think what?
You're going to get divorced from your husband.
I don't think so. I don't think either one of us want that.
Yeah, I don't see that. The Nine of Hearts can mean anything. It could mean a nice birthday present.
Oh, yeah.
It can.
Yeah.
Because nines, as I was telling the previous caller, nines can represent fulfillment. Okay?
Oh, cool.
Don't always assume that it's going to be a negative thing.
Which are the health cards? Would that be the spades?
Any card in Saturn, it can be health-related, and the spades, yes.
Oh, okay.
Spades. And you don't have that many spades this year.
No.
So, you know, but you're old, right? So you're going to die soon, and, you know,
people my age, your age,
stuff just breaks down a little bit each year, and, you know, that's where we're headed. We're headed towards the grave, you know.
That's right.
And, you know, we start to change. Our life changes as we reach this point in life. Very interesting.
True.
But I don't see any problems for you this year. That's the good news. But get your business going.
Okay.
That's what you need to do, all right?
All right. Well, thank you very much.
It's great having you on the show. Have a nice night, Linda.
You too. Okay,
all
bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to take another short break and listen to another song from my CD. Now, what was this one called? Darn it. Let's see if I can find the name of it. This is called Flying. Did I play this one last week? I think I did. Anyway, right after the break, we're going to talk to Lisa and Cindy, and let's see who else is called in, and Todd. Okay, so this is called Flying. I hope you like it. That was Flying off my, that's not actually on a CD yet. but anyway, hope you enjoyed that. Okay, back to the calls. Now, we have to end usually about five of here, so we're only going to have time for a couple more calls, maybe three at the most, but we'll do our best to get to everybody as quickly as we can. So first up is Lisa from New York. Her birthday is July 19th, 1957, a.k.a. Anu Kampa, to her closest friends. Hi, Lisa. Good. It's nice to hear your voice.
And same here. And a happy Christmas to you and a happy New Year.
Yes.
So we do know I'm a Nine of Clubs.
Yes,
in my 52nd year. And my question to you is, I'm starting tomorrow my Jupiter period. And the cards in your wonderful book, Destiny Cards, which I've been using for 10 years with great success, says that I have an Ace of Spades and an Ace of Eight of Hearts in that Jupiter period.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a really tough year financially, and I'm just trying to get back on track. And I'm wondering if these are indicators for getting myself financially put together.
Well, you know, you being a Cancer, like me, money's always, you know, a big thing for us because it's part of our security system. Yeah. So if it's not flowing properly, we feel very uncomfortable. But this is, in fact, a blessed year for you. As I was talking to the previous caller, this is a Jupiter year. And really, really good things can happen. And really, this Jupiter period should be the period that you really focus the most on doing something new that you really love to do, work-wise, okay? It's interesting, the age 52 environment card for everybody is a lifelong protection card. I mean, a lifelong lesson card, excuse me. It's something we each, whatever our card is at that age, that's something we came here to learn. And yours is the Four of Diamonds. And the message to that, as far as I can see, Lisa, is that you need to realize that the money's actually already always there. Mm-hmm. That shouldn't be. It's like you have a protection around you. And it should be really more a choice about, well, what would I really love to do? Does that make
sense?
Truly,
you know, I really agree with that. And my kind of, it's a blessing and a dilemma at the same time, is I'm a little bit of a jack of all trades. And I've been involved in so many different types of careers, and I liked all of them. You know, it's been a soup and nuts kind of thing, from entertainment to politics. And sometimes I don't have a real one thing that I think, oh, this is, you know, just going to be the greatest achievement that for me. I'm not that ambitious in a certain way.
Yeah.
Even though,
well, this
the
isn't,
job,
this isn't
well.
Like the one. This is. I'm not actually suggesting that this is like the one thing that's going to rock your world. Is just the next thing for you, you know?
Okay.
It's the right next move for you. Mm-hmm. And it's good. What's coming is good. So it's my suggestion is to be open to what is it that would really do it for you right now, you know? What is it that would really rock your world?
Well,
there must
you know,
be
that
something going
thing.
On. There must be something happening around you. There must be some.
You know what? I'm telling you, I've put out hundreds of resumes, and you know, been networking my little buns off, and it's been pretty tough, I have to say. But as you said, it's like I always seem to kind of get some kind of little magical blessing every month to sort of get me to the next month. And
yeah.
You know, but it's always just like just. That little, you know, just enough. There's no, you know, the Cancer in me would love to have a little comfort zone, but you know, uh-huh. it's been a struggle. But I agree with you. It's been a protected struggle, a blessingful struggle.
It's kind of hard to think about what you would love to do when you're thinking I have to find something. You know
yes.
what I mean?
Yes.
It's a more of a sense of have to than a sense of get to.
Yeah.
And
well, you know, I've been putting out, like, you know, things that I've been wanting to do for years, and I've done that. You know, I've I wrote a little children's book, and I've been writing and things like that, but it's just not, you know, panning out in a very, you know...
Well, I just don't think you've actually touched upon the right thing yet, but it'll happen in this Jupiter period. So you look for an opportunity, mm-hmm. okay? You look for an opportunity. Mm-hmm. And the Eight of Hearts suggests groups of people,
yeah.
you know. So... Think in those terms. Be open.
Always am, baby. Always am.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes you need a little reminder just to kind of pay attention.
Oh, like, no, man. I'm definitely, you know, I crank up those six planets in Leo when I need them.
Well, then there you go. Use your little Playgirl Eight of Hearts that you have coming up and put it to work.
Hey, believe me, I definitely work it, Robert.
I'm sure
and then I have
do.
A secondary question, if that's okay. I can throw that in quickly.
If it's quick.
It's very quick. Little nervous about my 53rd year Saturn period that has a 5 of spades and a 7 of spades.
Well, yeah, but there's an underlying 10 of spades, and, you know, there's an underlying 4 of clubs, so they're not as bad as they appear. But, okay. Of course, you know, you have to be, when that a period approaches, you want to be careful about your health, right? Mm-hmm. Seeing that come, and you don't want to plan a trip during that period, right?
Okay.
You know, you want
to
avoid, you want to avoid travel. You want to say, no, I'm not traveling in my Saturn period. Forget it. You know, just okay. like take precautions. And if you do that, it's like avoiding the pothole at night when you're driving by just turning to the left or right a little bit. You'll okay. be fine.
Okay.
And there's good underlying cards, so I wouldn't be concerned.
Yay!
All right,
I feel pretty positive. I feel very more optimistic than I have in years. So.
Oh, good. Well, yeah. Good things are coming. Just hang in there, just a little longer.
Thanks so much, Robert.
All right. Yeah. Good night, Lisa. Have a nice evening.
You too.
Bye bye. Okay, we're gonna fly on through here, and next up is Cindy from north of Toronto. Wherever that is. And her birthday is March 12th, 1954. Jack of Diamonds, Queen of Hearts. Are you there, Cindy?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello.
Okay. My question?
Mm-hmm.
Just wondering, Robert, when some love action is going to happen for me. It's been a while, and I guess that's the main question.
Uh-huh.
And if you can see anything else, that would be great. I'm not that familiar with the cards, and
sure.
Would just like to know a little bit more if there is any prospects for love energy coming.
Have you had any attractions to anybody in the last month or so? Anybody you met?
No. Nope.
And are you getting out at all?
I am.
Okay. All right. Well, you're a Jack of Diamonds, and you're also a Queen of Hearts.
Okay.
And Queen of Hearts is the sex card, you know.
All right.
So, you know, I know that you want relationship, and it's important to you. So I would just take a look. There's nothing indicated really between now and your birthday, either for or against it. So it could happen. Something between now and your birthday is possible. After your birthday next year is a definite.
After my birthday next year?
No, well, I'm talking about, like, next May.
Okay.
It's a definite. But I think you should be dating. I mean, have you tried going online or anything?
You know, I'm really hesitant about that stuff. I don't know why, but I'd rather meet people face to face.
Well, that's what it culminates in, you know.
Yeah.
It's just a tool, and you remain anonymous until you're ready to open that up. But if you really want to have a relationship, why wouldn't you take advantage of that? It might
yeah.
be amazing to you.
To yeah. see. I've tried it in the past. It didn't work. I guess I just kind of got cold feet after that. I just thought that, you know, if I'm going to meet somebody, it may be in, you know, meeting somebody through friends or whatever. I'm not presently working. I'm a student, actually, at the moment, and I guess that makes it a little harder to meet somebody when you're a student online.
Well, I don't know. I think if it were me, I would be open to whatever. Because God, you know, you should just be open. And being open means you'd be willing to try whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
How the person comes in. I never had a significant relationship come through online dating, but just doing it was in a way of opening up and saying, okay, bring it on, right?
Right.
And that's what I'm talking about. Just to make sure you're really clear that that's what you want, because you do have to do something. You can't just wait for it to happen.
Yeah, you can't. I can't.
So this is something you could actually do. Put a profile up. It's free for most places, at least for a week. It's free in most places.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you might be surprised. And next year you're going to have more than one, and you're going to have your hands full as usual.
After May?
Yeah.
Okay. Finances, they've been really skimpy. I guess part of that is being a student. And for the past, I guess it's about 2.5 years, I've been out of work, and I've been online most of the time studying for a new career. So just wondering where finances and all of that's going to be going.
Well, you know, your situation that you've chosen to be in, by its own very definition, limits your finances. So there's nothing I could see in the cards that would change that, you know what I mean? You're not working, and you're being a student online or whatever that is, but you're not making any money. Like, you have a really good money card coming up starting January 19th, but nothing's going to happen if there's no way for money to come to you.
Right.
You have to have a way for money to come to you, which means you have to be producing goods or services that
mm-hmm.
people can pay you for.
Mm-hmm.
So the money cards that show up are only in respect to, you know, you. Are
mm-hmm.
you available for money to come in?
right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not really your focus right now. It may become bigger focus. You may decide that you have to start making money again, and you certainly have the ability to do that.
Okay.
You know how to make money, trust me. You're a diamond, okay?
okay.
My
what
sister,
about the Queen of Hearts? I mean,
that's the other part of you, the relationship part.
Right.
One of my younger sisters is your birthday, and she always makes money. You know?
Yeah.
Always. Because you
That's
know how.
That's been a real issue for me, so there must be some block there with the money, because it's been really tough making money. And mind you, I always feel like I'm taken care of with money somehow, but really making money.
That would be something to take a look at, because it's certainly, I know you have it in you. But you'd have to do some exploration, you know, because everybody who has money problems has some underlying reason, cause for it, you know what I mean?
Right.
And so it's something to definitely take a look at. I would recommend it highly.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to have to let you go because we're running out of time and I have a couple more callers to get to.
All right. Thank you very much.
Great talking to you, Cindy. Good luck.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, next up is an old friend named Todd from L.A. I think he's got the answer to our question, but maybe he doesn't. Are you there, Todd?
I am. I am, Robert. I think...
another Jack of Diamonds, too.
yes, I was actually listening to her, and I think I agree with you that Jack of Diamonds people, you know, it's like a salesman's card. They can definitely be very creative in making money more than one way.
Oh, my goodness. My sister always has something going on and never runs out of ideas. And I'm sure you're the same way.
I didn't really have a question. I know I think I do have the answer, but I'd like to, if I could just talk for a couple of seconds about Brittany Murphy, who just died yesterday.
Yeah, Ten of Clubs, Scorpio.
Right, Three of Hearts.
Yeah.
And something that I kind of saw, I'd be just curious what your interpretation or just your feedback is, that in her 7-year spread, her Three of Hearts was in a Saturn year and was actually its main card was the King of Spades.
Yeah. Yeah, well, she was in her Mercury period.
Right.
Which is interesting. And I don't know why they're saying it's going to take so long to figure out, you know, what killed her. but I think it's going to be something mind or head related, mm-hmm. something like that, because it was in Mercury.
Right.
You know.
And, you know, even looking at her, what's kind of interesting is that both her, you know, her moon card off of her birth card for the year was the Nine of Clubs, which is a, you know, a completion
yeah.
card.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's hard to say. I think there's actually more of the story about her unraveling each day.
Mm-hmm.
They had some stuff today about her boyfriend or husband or whoever he was and
right.
financial problems he was having. And I, you know, we kind of have to find out, before we can really look at the cards, we need to find out more about her and where she was going. And then, I mean, she's so young. I mean, how could somebody that age die of natural causes? That's a little strange, you know.
Right. And especially with, you know, again, such a powerful card.
Yeah. I mean, I know some people of that birthday, and they're usually very ambitious and go-getters and happy and full of juice and, you know, going for it big time. And I'm sure she was too, but something happened, you know, and
right.
I don't think that's come out yet.
Right,
so.
And they probably will.
I'm glad you brought it up, though. It's a great. I meant to mention it tonight, and I'm glad you brought it up.
Yeah, it's you know, the other quick thing, which is kind of interesting for this year, which obviously has a few more days, is if you look at say the three big deaths. Not that I mean, there's more than that, but I'm going to put Britney in there as far as the entertainment. You have her as a Ten of Clubs. You have Farrah Fawcett as a Ten of Spades, February 2nd. Of course, you have Michael Jackson, as you mentioned earlier, with a Ten of Hearts. And it is just a little interesting that, you know, these three power cards in this particular year, they all go. Of course,
yeah,
Farrah, you know, was in a 9 ending year. She was 62, you know, when she passed.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
anyway,
I was looking through this People magazine today, and they were going through the year and. I was noticing every other page was a death. Oh, this month somebody died, and then turn a page, oh, and then this time somebody else died. It was like such a long list of people that died this year. It was unusual, I thought.
And almost kind of like a culmination of the decade.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. That's a good point. Yeah, here we are in 2009. Yeah, good point.
Oh, yeah.
So you have money cards coming your way. You have money cards now, for that matter.
Yes.
So good for you.
Well, and I'm trying... you know, it's interesting. I am trying to tap them and use them. You know, what I would say to anybody listening is, you know, I've been fortunate enough to have found Robert and obviously the cards. You know, now it'll be 13 years in February, and there's no question that, you know, it is a mathematical code and. More than that, just, you know, as like, almost like peeling an onion, that if you do start to delve into it and believe that you can, again, like you said, God's will, God's plan, and using the system, you can definitely create what you want.
Yeah, that's the best way. I'm glad you mentioned that. That's what I suggest is, you know, use it as a map to make plans.
Right.
To make choices with. People just... I don't know, they get caught up in, like, worrying about what's going to happen.
Right.
Instead of, like, worrying about, how am I going to use this?
Exactly, and it absolutely can be used, you know, like, you know, just like you were saying, as an online tool for dating. I mean, this is an incredible toolkit that absolutely has proven year in, year out, and over a decade now, to be incredibly, incredibly accurate and you know, I'm a personal trainer in Los Angeles. Every one of my clients, when things happen, I've had so many people when Michael Jackson passed away or when Britney, and they're like, what's their cards and could you see anything? And, you know, and people, you know, people, they, you know, and I've got attorneys as clients who are generally very skeptical. You know, you would think they would never believe in this, but they definitely do.
That's awesome,
so,
man.
Let me do this because again, I know that we're
well. We have to go. So, why don't you tell everybody what the answer to the contest question is tonight?
Well, I hope I'm correct. What I would say about Three of Diamonds people is a couple of things. Number one, it is in the Mercury row. which is significant because that is a communication row. They are somebody who will be communicating it to the masses. Two, it is a diamond, and in essence, this system is dealing with values. It's also a creative card because of the number three. The most important thing, I think, what you're looking for, Robert, is that, number one, it's got an ace of spades in Mercury, which is considered one of the depth or transformation cards. It also has two sevens and two nines, which are really the four spiritual cards considered by the Bible, the number seven and the number nine, and also even having a jack of hearts, which is having one of the seven unique or subset cards, would, again, being it's a spirit card itself, that to me would tell me that this person is, again, meant to, because of disappointments and maybe their own personal sorrows, to be going on that spiritual plane and, in essence, spreading the gospel of the system.
Well, you nailed it really great, Todd. Good job. Thanks for doing it. The main answer was the Ace of Spades in Mercury, which brings an interest in the metaphysical. But the rest of it was all great, too. I think I appreciate your adding all that in there. Thank you.
Well, thank you, because, again, it's basically the knowledge from your books that has allowed me to ascertain what I was able to say. So I will let you. I will let you finish the show. And as always, I'm grateful to be able to speak with you, and just grateful to be able to hear this. And it's awesome.
Thanks, Todd. Send me an email. Let me know what kind of report you want. Okay.
Great. Thanks, Robert.
All right. Thanks a lot, man. Okay. Well, he nailed it really well. I mean, he basically touched upon the three things that I would have said. The main thing was the Ace of Spades in Mercury, but also the two sevens and nines creates a life that has so many challenges on the material level that you're almost forced to delve into the spiritual side. So I noticed that Three of Diamonds people take an immediate liking to the system, and they seem to know it when they get into it. Okay, that's about all we have time for tonight. Thank everybody for calling in, for participating. I hope you had fun. I certainly did. We'll be back next Monday, same time, even though it's just after Christmas. Have a wonderful Christmas. Don't eat too much. Take care of your body so that you can enjoy it. Give some love, receive some love, and be happy. We're going to end, as we always do, with the Gayatri chant from my CD, Bhakti Rock. I hope you enjoy it, and I'll be back next week. Good night.
सवितुर्वरेण्यम् भार्गोदेवस्य धीमहि देयो यो न प्रचोदयात् ॐ भूर्भुवः स्वाहा तत्सवितुर्वरेण्यम् भार्गोदेवस्य धीमहि देयो यो न प्रचोदया ॐ भूर्भुवः स्वाहा तत्सवितुर्वरेण्यम् भार्गोदेवस्य धीमहि देयो यो न प्रचोदया Oh.
tatsavitur varivinyam Bhargo devasya vimahi Deyo yonatma chodaya Om Bhurbhuva Svaha tatsavitur varivinyam Bhargo devasya vimahi Deyo yonatma chodaya Bhargo Devasya Vimahi